Hey everybody. In today's episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about human design and specifically what it means to really be a projector in human design. Human design is absolutely one of my favorite systems. So when you think about the chakra system or the astrology system, or, you know, we just have so many tools and so many systems and so many different technologies. But for me, human design is one of my favorite ones. And when it comes to human design, I don't really even approach it from the lens of, oh, you have to believe in X, Y, and Z, or you have to believe in this. For me, it's more so about, does this information help me? And human design has been so helpful for my life. And that is why I'm so excited to chat a little bit about it today. So let's get into it.
So projectors, we are known for our deep and our profound wisdom, and we are here to really guide other people, to really act as advisors, to really guide and usher in a new society. Like, we're just general, like, guiding. So when you think of, like, guiding energy or advising and really, like, seeing people and situations for what they truly are, that is such projector vibes, and that's just like what our gift is. And I even remember as a child, I felt like deeply wise, but it didn't feel appreciated as a child. It didn't really like fit into a child's body. So I feel like I actually remember like suppressing that wisdom for a long time. And then when I developed more into like my young adult years, that's when I kind of let it come back out. But yes, projectors, like, it is our gift to guide. It comes very easy to us. It feels really good. But, okay, here's the thing. So after you look at your human design type, it's going to look confusing. You're going to see all of these centers. Some are going to have color. Some are going to be white. But when you're a beginner, the only really thing you need to know is your human design type and probably your strategy. And I feel like that's good enough for beginners. And then if you want to, you can slowly dive deeper into it. So every type has a strategy. And for projectors, and there's different types of projectors, no matter what type of projector you are, we all have the same strategy. And I feel like this is honestly a good way of living for everyone on earth, not even just projectors. But our strategy is to wait for the invitation. So while we might be naturally wise or naturally good at guiding others, our strategy in life is to wait for the invitation. So when I read that part and I was learning about my human design type, it was a really good reality check that I needed, because at this time, and this was a few years ago, like, I was diving deeper into my wellness journey, diving deeper into learning about so many things and really like taking care of my body and nourishing myself better and all the things, you know, I'm doing everything. So naturally I'm excited about all this and I want to share with everyone and their mom. I definitely especially wanted to share it with my family, and I didn't wait for the invitation. So I'm calling people, telling them, and, you know, I'm kind of like, oh my gosh, like, y'all should try this. And when projectors start giving advice or trying to guide people and they weren't invited to do that, it feels so gross to the other person. And I feel like this is a life skill. Like, if anyone is out here trying to give advice or tell, like, you think you know what's best for people and they didn't ask for your help, it's a good chance that they don't want to hear it. That's just life. And I feel like it saves everyone so much time and so much energy when you actually guide people who want it. So waiting until people like ask for your guidance, or what do you think, or hey, can you help me with this, or hey, I noticed you do X, Y, and Z, can you help with it? I feel like, honestly, like shutting our mouths sometimes and just waiting until people come to us for that type of advice and for that type of guidance, that is just like a game changer, and it saves you a lot of time and it saves you a lot of energy. And honestly, on my wellness journey, once I really started like embodying it on a deeper level, and once my family and people around me started seeing results, they started asking me for, you know, my advice or certain things, or can you introduce me to X, Y, and Z anyway? So it's going to happen naturally. You know, if you were on your health journey and you just started it, you know, but then maybe if you lose like 20 pounds, or if you start toning up, or like when people start seeing the transformation happen, they're intrigued. And they're like, oh, how did you get that? How did you get those muscles? What are you doing? So people are going to be intrigued, and that's when people are going to start asking you anyway. So just work on yourself, save your time, save your energy, and then guide people once you are asked. So I have five, I believe, or a few tips and tricks that I think are great for all projectors and really all people, but let's jump into it. So the first one I put is be super selective about your friends and just anyone really you spend a lot of time with in their belief systems. And this is because when you look at your human design chart, if you're a projector, it's a good chance that you'll have a lot of open centers. So those are all the centers that are not colored in, they're white. And anything that's white on your chart, it's almost easy to absorb other people's energy or absorb other people's belief systems. So you really just have to be selective with the people you surround yourself with. And this is honestly every person, because what is the saying? You are the sum of the five closest people in your life, or you're the average of the five closest people in your life. So whoever you spend your time with really does make an imprint in your life. And I know a lot of people are like, no, my friends do X, Y, and Z. They do X, Y, and Z. And I'm not like that. But if you're naming X, Y, and Z and naming all of these negative traits and thinking you're not like that, and that doesn't rub off on you, like, no, that's, I don't believe that. I think it definitely rubs off on you. Belief systems rub off on you. So definitely having solid people in your corner who have values that you respect is so important. Because we're all influenced by the world around us. And then this jumps into my number two, which is create very strong and empowering belief systems, especially for human design projectors. So since a lot of human design projectors have so many white centers, like I'm a mental projector, I only have two colored in centers and everything else is open. So since I can so easily absorb other people's energies or belief systems, you can also choose to just have very solid, like rock solid belief systems so that you aren't as easily influenced. For example, I grew up in a situation where like we didn't have a lot of money. We didn't have a lot of like material things. We had a lot of love and a lot of community, but not a lot of material things. So that did create a scarcity mindset for me at a young age when it comes to like the material world. And that is something that I had to very actively change my belief system around so that I can live the life that I want, because my ideal life, my most aligned life it's not cohesive with a scarcity mindset. And doing that work, you have to go deep. It's not just like surface level, okay, I changed my mind. No, like a lot of these imprints are like soul level or like on a cellular level. So I have to go to the deepest root that I can and completely change my mindset around scarcity. And it's probably layers that I'm still, you know, diving deeper into, especially as I continue growing my material life. So that is something where I am, like, I have a very strong belief system around it, and it is probably honestly still even growing, because even when you think you've reached that level, there's always that next level that you could go to. So therefore, if I am in a room, and I am in a room full of, everyone in the room has a scarcity mindset, it is going to be harder to change. Even though I have all of that, like, openness, and I'm very open and I absorb, it is going to be very difficult to change that part of me, because I have rock solid, like, belief systems around that. So creating just belief systems in every area of your life that really serve you, and then strengthening that belief system, does wonders, because then you're not so easily influenced by others. And I feel like this is also a good tip, just really honestly, for anybody and everybody. So then the next tip is, I love this one. So honor your cycles and honor your seasons, because projectors, we don't have the energy type of generators where we are, like, just always on go. Like, we can work so hard all the time. We always have all this energy. Our energy cycles, like, really, like, dip up and down, and we really have very, like, clear cycles. And when I read this part of my chart, when I found out I was a projector, I just felt so seen and so good, because as a child, I literally thought something was wrong with me because of how dramatic my, like, energy cycles would go. I would be like, oh my gosh, I'm a child. Why does my energy go up and down so much? Like, I thought I should be like the other children who were just, like, always on 10, always had so much energy. I'm grateful for the household I grew up in. They really respected this about me. Like, they knew if it was something I was going to do, I was going to take a nap. I was going to rest. People were knocking on my door. Can I play with Rima? Nah, she's asleep. She's resting. Like, and they still know this about me till this day. Like, if it's one thing I'm going to do, I'm going to honor how I feel. I'm going to honor my seasons. I'm going to honor when I'm high energy, and I'm going to honor when I'm low energy, because your girl be low energy sometimes, and it is what it is. That's one of, like, the key characteristics of a projector in human design. Like, our energy levels just dip and go high sometimes. And they say that it's actually really high when we're living in our, like, we're living in alignment with, you know, who we really are, and we're living in alignment with our energetic type and doing what we love to do. That's when it's the most high. I would just say, don't try to fit into this box that was never created for you. Like, the corporate life or just, like, Western lifestyle, like, this was never created for, I mean, who was it even created for humans? I don't know. So don't even try to fit into this box that was never created for you, because it's not going to serve you. Honor your cycles, especially if you're a woman too. Like, what? We are on a 28-day cycle. Honor your cycles, honor your seasons. Don't try to fit into these boxes that were never made for you, because you're just going to run yourself crazy, and it's not going to serve anybody. It's not going to serve you. It's not going to serve your friends or your family. And the next tip, this tip is for everybody. Like, do what you love. You have to spend time doing what you love. What did you love to do as a child? What did you love to do when you were a teenager? Like, you have to get back to that and create space to doing what you love. And hopefully there's a world where you can turn that into your full time. But if not, you have to make pockets for every day. Like, the fact that so many people wake up 5 days a week and hop into a job that they don't like, it's crazy. Like, starting your day with something you don't like, it's crazy. Like, set a pocket if you can in the morning, maybe before you go to work, even if it's 5 minutes, and you're just, like, creating time for yourself and creating me time for yourself in the morning. I feel like that is so important. And then if you're not doing it before, like, do it after work. And if you can't do it both, like, do it all the time. Do it in the middle of your day. Create breaks. It's just, doing what you love is so important, and we just have to be so mindful. Like, do not let these corporations suck the soul out of you ever, because you were such a creative being. You were so bigger than that. So really create the space to do what you love. And I feel like this also plays with boundaries, because you have to have strong boundaries to create the space to do what you love. It's so important. And I recently dropped this boundaries masterclass, which really, I mean, the whole vibe of that course and that masterclass is, it's not just about creating boundaries to keep stuff out, but it's about creating boundaries to create things to come in for all of your desires and creativity and love and joy and all of that to come in, because you need boundaries to create the space to do that. So do what you love, F everything else. Okay, not F everything else, but, you know, do what you love. And if it's a box that wasn't made for you, then give it less time, give it less energy. And really choose yourself, like decide that you're going to choose yourself and choose your happiness and choose your peace and choose your love, period. And then my last, okay, so my last tip, I think I'm going to make a whole video about this, because this also, to me, it's very cohesive with feminine energy. But the last tip is to wait for the invitation. So again, this is the strategy for human design projectors, to wait for the invitation. So I almost think about it as being a magnet, which is how I think of feminine energy as well. So we pour into ourselves. We like look good, smell good, we feel good. Internally, we are doing the inner work so that our belief systems align with our desires, so that we are truly a magnet for everything that we want in this world. And then we show up wherever we want in the outside world, and we wait for the invitation. And when a projector is in alignment with themselves, they will receive so many invitations. Like, we don't have to even accept every invitation we receive. So invitations can be, especially when talking about human design and like projectors, the strategy to wait for the invitation is like, especially for like major things in your life. So like relationships or careers or like just anything you would think of like as a major situation, the strategy is wait for the invitation. But it also feels very like feminine energy, like become a magnet for your desires, like focus on yourself, do the inner work, change your internal being, which will externally change your outside world, and become the magnet that you can be. Because once you have that inner glow, like, it's over. You are a magnet for everything you want. Money flows to you with ease. Healthy men flow to you with ease. Opportunities flow to you with ease. Like, really, truly become the magnet. And I also wrote, okay, what did I write? I wrote, oh, this is big. I don't chase, I attract energy. Because people make projectors sound disempowered sometimes, and I don't like that. Like, even if you scroll at some of the other projector content, some of it just feels very, like, disempowering, and I do not like that. I feel like every type is so empowering. It's just all about perspective, because they make it sound like, oh, I just gotta wait for the invitation and sit in the corner and wait for the invitation. And it's like, how are you going to get an invitation in a corner? Like, that don't even make sense. No, like, you're showing up for yourself first, and then you naturally become a magnet for all of your invitations. So yeah, if a video makes it feel like waiting for the invitation sucks, no, it does not suck. It's just about really becoming a magnet and being okay with focusing on yourself until all the pieces fall into place. So those are the tips for human design projectors, and also for anyone who considers themselves a feminine energy body. And honestly, I feel like these tips and tricks are just good for all people. So I know this one is a little bit longer, so I'm gonna wrap it up, and I'm probably gonna create a whole video about waiting for the invitation and